Dreamscape presents Flowers on Main by Cheryl Woods. Narrated by Aaron Bennett. 1. Bree O'Brien sank her fingers into the rich, dark soil and lifted up a handful so she could breathe in the scent of it. This was real. Not like the shallow world in which she'd been struggling to make a name for herself for the past 6 years. Gardening was something she understood. Plants could be coaxed along with water and fertilizer and loving attention in ways that a theater production could not. A vase of flowers, artfully arranged, had only to please the recipient, not an entire audience, each of them a critic in one way or another. She'd been relieved when her sister Abby had called her about the opening of the inn at Eagle Point, now owned by their sister Jess. It had given her the perfect excuse to flee Chicago, where her last play had been savaged by the critics and closed a mere week after it had opened. In 6 years, she'd had one regional theater triumph and two box office and critical disasters. Some playwrights might be thrilled to have just one big success, even far, far off Broadway. But Bree had always wanted more. She'd expected to be up there with Neil Simon, Noel Coward, heck, even Arthur Miller. Of course, that had been after her first success, when she was way too full of herself. She'd thought herself capable of Simon's comedic timing, Coward's wit, and Miller's complex dramatic skill. There'd even been a few critics who'd shared that opinion. That had made it all the more humbling when the second play had received only lukewarm praise and a shortened one-month run. The third had been skewered by those very same critics who'd sung her praises earlier. Her first play was suddenly being called a fluke. More than one suggested she was washed up at the age of 27. She'd been relieved that no one in the family had been in Chicago for the play's opening to witness her downfall, or to see the reviews that had followed. She wouldn't have been able to bear watching them struggle to be supportive. It was awful enough that everyone at the theater had been a part of the most humiliating moment of her career. None of the actors had even been able to look her in the eye as the director. Her lover, for goodness sake, had read review after scathing review at the opening night party before finally crumpling up the papers and tossing them in the trash. One of these days, she supposed she'd muster up enough confidence to sit down in front of her computer and try again. But for now, she was happy to be back in Chesapeake.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?